The Jaguars have partnered with Joint Force Initiative today at Everbank Field to connect players with active duty troops across the entire world thanks to today's top technology. Whether it's Madden, FIFA, or Call of Duty, everyone has time to sit down, kick back, and play some video games. Joint Force Initiative took that relaxed idea and ran with it. It's now the leading gaming organization to the pros and armed forces, connecting heroes on the playing field and the battlefield one step at a time. Jaguars linebacker Miles Jack says he didn't think twice about thanking these troops for their service.
If this is the least I could do, I mean, just to spend time with them and just play video games, which is fun. But also just interacting with them. I think it's very cool what they do for us and the things we don't see that they do every single day to protect our nation.
One of the main points of Joint Force Initiative is connecting people across the world. Founder of Pros vs. G.I. Joe's, Greg Zanone, says video games are to thank for breaking down the distance barrier.
In a video game, it's the catalyst, right? It's a catalyst that breaks the barriers between military and professional athlete, because you'll see when the guys take a controller, it'll be military and athlete, and it's almost like they're buddies. You know, it doesn't matter who, if you're the biggest athlete in the world, highest military ranking official in the world, when you have a controller in your hand, those barriers are breaking and you just have a blast.
Today the Jaguars interacted with close to 30 Army soldiers and Marines, bonding over a love of video games and football. For Jaguars.com, I'm Ashlyn Sullivan.